Arguments for the existence of God have been formulated in various philosophical, theological, and scientific contexts. Here are some of the most well-known arguments.
1.
Ontological argument proposed by Anselm of Canterbury. This argument posits that God must exist by the very nature of being.
It suggests that if we can conceive of a greatest being God, then God must exist in reality because a God that exists is greater than a God that does not.
2.
Cosmological argument. This argument is based on the principle of cause and effect.
It posits that everything that begins to exist has a cause, and since the universe began to exist, it must also have a cause, which is identified as God.
Variants include Thomas Aquinas' first cause argument and the Kelon cosmological argument, which emphasizes the beginning of the universe.
3.
Teleological argument, design argument. This argument sees God's existence as the best explanation for the order and purpose evident in the complex structures of the universe.
It suggests that just as the existence of a watch implies a watchmaker, so too does the complex order of the universe imply an intelligent designer.
4.
Moral argument, proposed by Immanuel Kant and others. This argument suggests that moral values and duties exist only if God exists.
It posits that if objective morals and values exist, then they need an absolute source, which is God.
5.
Experiential argument. This encompasses personal experiences of God through religious experiences, miracles, or personal revelation.
Proponents argue that personal or communal experiences of the divine are genuine and can be considered valid indicators of God's existence.
6.
Pragmatic argument, popularized by William James. This argument suggests it is rational to believe in God because doing so leads to the best possible life. It argues that belief in God provides existential, moral, and spiritual benefits that justify belief on practical grounds.
7.
Argument from desire. This philosophical argument posits that if humans have a natural desire that cannot be satisfied by any natural means, then there must be something beyond the natural world capable of satisfying its desire. Since humans universally desire some form of divine or eternal fulfillment, this suggests the existence of a divine being.
8.
Argument from consciousness. This argument posits that human consciousness cannot be adequately explained by natural processes alone. Instead, it suggests that the existence of a non-material mind or soul indicates a higher spiritual reality that includes God. Each of these arguments has been extensively debated and has numerous supporters and critics. The effectiveness of these arguments can depend significantly on one's philosophical assumptions and starting points.
Arguments against the belief in God typically challenge theistic claims on various intellectual and empirical fronts.
Here are some of the key arguments.
1.
Problem of evil. One of the most forceful arguments against the existence of an all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-good God is the existence of evil in the world.
Critics argue that the presence of immense suffering and evil is incompatible with the existence of a benevolent deity. This is known as the Epicurean paradox.
2.
Scientific explanation
and naturalism.
This argument posits that naturalistic explanations provided by science are sufficient to explain phenomena in the universe from the Big Bang to the evolution of life. Thus, invoking God is unnecessary and may even complicate our understanding of the universe rather than clarify it.
3.
The problem of divine hiddenness. This argument questions why, if an all-powerful, all-knowing and all-loving God exists, is not God's presence more evident?
Critics argue that a loving God would not hide from his creation, but would make his existence undeniable to everyone, reducing unnecessary disbelief.
4.
Logical inconsistencies. Critics argue that there are logical inconsistencies in the concept of God. For instance, can God create a stone so heavy that he cannot lift it?
Such paradoxes question the coherence of an omnipotent and omniscient deity.
5.
Lack of empirical evidence. Skeptics argue that there is no empirical evidence supporting God's existence.
This empirical approach demands physical evidence before accepting claims about the existence of a deity.
6.
Non-religious explanations for religion and morality. Psychological and sociological theories suggest that religious beliefs and moral ideas can be explained as evolutionary adaptations or cultural products.
This undermines arguments that morality or religious experiences necessarily point to a divine source.
7.
Competing religious claims, the diversity and contradiction among different religious claims about gods can lead to skepticism about the validity of any one religion's deity.
This argument suggests that the sheer variety of religious experiences and deities across cultures might indicate that they're all man-made constructs.
8. Incoherence of divine attributes. Some argue that attributes commonly ascribed to God, such as omniscience, omnipotence, and omnibenevolence, are inherently contradictory or incoherent when examined closely.
These arguments form the basis of much of the modern atheistic or agnostic positions and continue to be topics of vigorous debate both within philosophical circles and the wider public discourse.
Agnosticism. Agnosticism is a philosophical position that questions the meaningfulness of religious statements and claims about the existence of God.
It argues that before one can debate the existence or non-existence of God, one must first clarify what the concept of God means.
Therefore, agnosticism holds that theological debates are often void and incomprehensible until the semantics of this is more clearly defined. The philosophy emphasizes the necessity for a coherent and explicit definition of God before any argument about God's existence can be meaningful or empirically tested.
Agnosticism is often seen as a form of theological non-cognitivism, which is the view that religious language, particularly theological terms like God, are not cognitively meaningful and thus cannot be truthfully discussed in terms of truth or falsehood.
This position challenges other theistic and atheistic positions by asserting that their fundamental arguments are often based on poorly defined concepts that are too vague or ambiguous to form the basis of a reasonable discussion.
Agnosticism often overlaps with agnosticism when it highlights the lack of understanding about the nature of divine beings. But it uniquely focuses on the prerequisite need for clear definitions before any discussion of belief or disbelief can proceed effectively.
By ChatGPT-4, edited and transcribed by B. Groves in April 2024.
Thank you for listening.